There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There you all are. It's nice to be back. On the Doggy Pod, I'm Dr. Rob Zammit. I'm here with my good friend.
My name's Stephen Peters, and yeah, we're pretty excited to be back. Have you been, Rob?
The four of us are very excited in here. We've got Molly, our mascot, our little Bichon, and this little puppy, this German Shepherd puppy, which I'm just adoring. I went up to Orange and picked him up. Orange, for those folks that don't know where I live and where Orange is, it's about a three-hour drive out west from Sydney. And that's where I had to go to pick this little baby up.
Well, we're going to talk all about the dog, because the dog doesn't have a name.
Yeah, shame on me.
So we're, for those of you who have been looking at our Instagram, you would have seen lots of pictures now of the dog and Rob's journey to pick up the dog and decide on which dog to be his new dog. So we'll talk about that in a second. And also, we've got to work out a way to name this dog, which we're hoping all of our listeners might be able to help us with.
Puppy has been working very well, but we do want a formal name now.
He's very good. He's happily just sitting here watching us now, which is great.
I shouldn't have said puppy. Look, he's sort of trying to get all over me now. Just sit down, darling boy. Good boy. Good
job. In the meantime, in amongst all this excitement and having a little bit of a break over Christmas and New Year, Rob's back at work, of course, and you had a really sad story this week, didn't you?
I really did. Very good friends of mine, very good sports commentator, world-renowned sports commentator, Ray Warren. He's done the Olympic Games, swimming, all sorts of things. Mm. Very well known in football, of course. His son, who's also a beautiful man, Mark Warren. And Mark has, as he said to me, I don't have any kids. Bella is everything to me.
Who's Bella?
Bella is his Rottweiler, which we showed on the Doggy Pod and spoke about her quite a few years ago when she ruptured her cruciate ligaments. They're the ligaments inside the knee, footballer injury, where she turned fast and ruptured the ligaments in there. We had to operate on her. She's been going really well. However, Mark saw that she was very lethargic, very languid, and thought, what's going on? Brought her in for a checkup, and as soon as I saw her, I could see her tummy, her abdomen, swaying a little bit too much. And you could.
How old is she?
I guess, she's 11 now, and nearly 12, actually. She's turning 12 this month, which is a long time for a Rottweiler. Mm. They live 8 to 10 years of age is about their life expectancy, but she's been well looked after by Mark, well loved by Mark, taken everywhere, the beach, you name it. She's been there with a lovely owner who adores her, but I thought, this doesn't look right to me, just looking at her. I guess 50-odd years working in the veterinary practice, I get to see those things, get a feel for them. Then I did actually do that. I had a feel inside. It felt her abdomen and had a look at her gums. They were white. And I try not to get too invested, but you can't help it. And
especially when it's a friend and somebody you know well.
And Bella and I have hit it off as well years ago. She's just a lovely dog. And so, yes, Mark saw the tears running down my face. And so he thought, this is really bad news, and he just let go too. He said, this is bad, isn't it? I said, yeah, this is really bad, Mark. She has growths inside her abdomen. So we ultrasound her, and unfortunately it was growths, not growth.
Mm.
If it was just one growth, then you might think about surgery to try and remove it. And even then, you'd have to think very hard whether it's worth it to her. You know, to
risk
us,
to her.
Yeah, we want to do it because we want to live longer.
Mm.
But my job is to keep her happy for as long as possible. That's the important thing. And we discussed it and discussed it. At the moment, we're just trying palliative care to see if that helps her.
What, as in on drugs? Or
on drugs. On drugs. And she, in fact, I put her on some injections and she's going a lot better. So she's gone home on tablets. And then Mark will bring her back for a reassessment, reevaluation, and we'll decide whether we go surgery and biopsies. I x-rayed her chest and that was the good news. There were no secondaries in her lungs, which is always very, very good news. But there's certainly more than one mass inside the abdomen. And the only way you can find out what it is, of course, is to do just that, to open her up or to do a probe inside. But when you do a probe, of course, you might hit a big blood vessel because these growths, they don't have any defined architecture. You know, cancer has no friends and has no architecture. It just grows in higgly-piggly, random, chaotic ways. And so if you put a probe in, you may go through a big blood vessel and kill the animal. So don't really want to do that. We have Doppler, which we... A Doppler ultrasound allows you to see the blood vessels, but it's very easy to miss from the Doppler and hit the big one, and then that's the end of her. So if we're going to knock her out, we're going to open her up and see whether we can save her or not with surgery, but we may have to make a decision on the table. So we'll see. So, yes, very sad.
When is that happening, coming up?
Well, Mark's got her at home and just having the whole weekend with her, so likely sometime this week, depending on how she goes with her palliative care at home on tablets. If she doesn't respond, then we're not going to continue. Yeah, we have to then, right, we'll go ahead with surgery and see if we can save her. But we'll be going in with surgery. Mark and I spoke of this. We'll go in with a very open mind. If there's cancer all through her, in her liver and her spleen and other areas of her body, we won't let her wake up. And this is the hard thing, is virtually has to say goodbye to her.
On the operating table.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I anaesthetise her, he'll be saying goodbye to her. And it's hard on everybody, but it's the right thing to do by Bella as well.
That's really tough to have to do that. Well, we'll keep our listeners up to what happens with that one.
Especially with Mark there. He's just a lovely, lovely human being and loves his animals so much. And I can't tell you what Bella means to him. It's going to be hard.
Okay, for everybody who listens to the Doggy Pod, and of course for people who follow us on Instagram, you would know. You would absolutely know that Dr. Rob has a new pup in his life. But the journey of that pup appearing before us right now, sitting on Rob's lap as we record this, started way back, middle of last year. When did you decide, on what sort of breed, and two, why you wanted another dog? This place is full of dogs. There's dogs everywhere.
Look, I guess I'm trying to go back in time to some extent. This is not a replacement of any dog. In fact, none of my dogs have ever replaced another dog.
No.
It just doesn't happen. It's a new love. But when I was young, when my very first dog that I had, that I've spoken about, and people Strauss. Say, that'd be Strauss, because they all listen to the Doggy Pod and know that, I did a lot of work with him obedience-wise. Yeah, we went into obedience trials.
Now, Strauss was a German Shepherd.
He was a German Shepherd. We did tracking. We did a lot of disciplines that were there then. And nowadays, there's even more disciplines that you can do with your dog. And so I thought, it would be nice to relive that to some extent, have another puppy, do it all again, do obedience, and do tracking, but this time do all the other things that are available too, rally, and there's scent work, there's agility, and just have fun with all those things. I'm not going to go out winning trials, but I'm going to go out and have a damn good time with this dog. And we're going to go back to those sort of things, and I'm going to show that all our listeners can see this on our Facebook page. We'll be showing some of it on Bondi Vet as well that we work with.
Oh, so Bondi Vet's going to be doing some stories on this dog as well.
So we'll all work together as we always have.
That's good.
To try and bring, you know, some fun into people's lives, some more knowledge about what they can do with their dog. Because you can do all the things I'm doing. It's nothing, I'm not special. Mm. Everyone can do this with their dogs. There's places all over the world that have these obedience clubs that you can join and get involved with it all. Dancing dogs, all sorts of things you can do with your dog.
So this journey started, certainly for people following us on Instagram, this journey started when we actually put a video of the conception this dog, which a lot of people didn't quite understand, myself included, that it wasn't exactly what I was imagining.
No, there was no candlelit dinner.
Well, and there was, they were kind of just in the backyard, mum and dad, and with a few people standing around watching, which is a little awkward, but kind of standing next to each other.
They didn't mind.
Which
didn't
I thought was odd. But how does that work? For people who may remember the video, or if you don't, just scroll back through on our Instagram feed and you'll see a video of mum and dad.
Yeah.
But they're kind of standing next to each other, which, excuse my ignorance of the anatomy of how a dog works, but...
How can they get pregnant just standing next
exactly,
to each other?
Exactly. I didn't want to. Yeah. That's
what you're wondering. Did they throw their underpants together and that made them pregnant? No, it's more than that. You know, the male, only when the female is in what's called oestrus, a particular part of her cycle where she's receptive to being mated, and we can judge that by, A, her behaviour more than anything else. You know, she... What's called flagging the tail means the tail goes up and to the side and she lifts the backside up towards the dog saying, I am ready. Mm-hmm. And so he has to then mount and penetrate, but very quickly the female clamps around the male's penis and the male's penis has this bulb inside which swells and they literally lock together.
But they were standing next to each other.
Yep, that shows the incredible dexterity of the canine penis, doesn't it? Because then he hops off, and so otherwise putting all his weight on her for a long time because they're locked together.
Sometimes, so he's really just preserving his energy. Really.
And sometimes I'll turn back to back. The male can turn right around back to back. So
that's impressive.
That's
penis
a survival
work.
Thing because when you're locked in together, if anyone's attacking you, you're in trouble. But if you've got teeth at both ends, it's not so bad.
That's impressive.
So, yeah, canines are an amazing species. Well, the whole family of canines, they've gone all over the world, canines. And I'm not talking dogs. I'm talking canines. So, you know, like the Arctic fox is a canine. Mm. And the Amazon, there's a dog that swims, catches its prey underwater. There's another one that climbs trees. They're just amazing family. But all of this evolution that has occurred, a lot of the rituals or anatomy of it is very, very similar throughout the canine species.
Mm.
So in dogs and familial dogs, in other words, Canis familiaris, the domestic dogs and wolves and coyotes, they will often lock together. And when you're locked together, if somebody in the pack doesn't like you and wants to bite you, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So they literally turn that way. But yeah, I mean, what happened even before that, I met the father in Germany and I thought, wow, this dog.
You met the father in Germany?
I was in Germany. We were on a cruise there and I saw the father and I thought, wow, this is a spectacular dog.
Oh, my God.
He is really spectacular. And so I decided I wanted a puppy from him and he came to Australia. He was coming to Australia. I was just checking him over to see if he was, you know, people said to me, make sure he's okay. And he was more than okay. He's brilliant.
So what, he was out here doing a Kentucky backpacker tour or something?
Oh, no, he's here to stay.
Because
it's a big ask coming from...
So he's a German shepherd from Germany?
From Europe to Australia. It's a big ask. And they crossing the equator for a dog, all those things. But he's took it in his stride, this dog, because his temperament was just spot on. right on point. And his mother, the puppy's mother, also has this fabulous nature that I like in German Shepherds. I like them to be a lot calmer. I don't want a hyper-excited dog that's, you know, all the time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Going, carrying on. I want a dog that's calm. That's where the German Shepherd should be. If you read the breed standard of the German Shepherd, they're not a hyperactive dog like a terrier. They're just a lot calmer. And this, to me, reminded me a lot, actually, of Strauss. And I thought, yep, this is where it's going to go. I wanted one of his puppies when I saw him. So, yeah, that was it.
So then what followed, of course, was a waiting period. So what's the pregnancy period for a dog?
After mating, 3 weeks later, 3 to 4 weeks later, you can ultrasound and see if there's puppies or not, if they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she was ultrasounded and found, yep, she is pregnant. And the whole period is 9 weeks, that's all.
9 weeks. So then you're just sitting there for 9 weeks.
9 weeks, waiting. Well, more than that, because I've just heard, yes, the puppies have been born and there were five males in there, so that was good news, one to choose from. And some females, but I just wanted a male.
Mm-hmm.
I decided on that would be.
Why did you want a male?
It's a little bit more disruptive with a female because she's coming in the season all the time.
Right.
So it's very disruptive. Even though I would de-sex her eventually, just while they're in season, and then for after the season, every female dog that has a season is pregnant after the season. Now, I don't mean they've got puppies inside. Mm-hmm. I mean they produce all the hormones of pregnancy. And that's why with greyhounds, if they come the season, then afterwards they don't race them for a while. Now, they produce milk and they can even tear if they run too hard, tear the mammary glands. They're certainly a lot quieter. They're not, you know, they're just more sedate as a pregnant woman would be. And so, you know, they're not as willing to want to go and work and that. They just want to relax. And that's fair enough. No one should be working them. They should be just relaxed. So, I just like the drive of male. I haven't had a male for a while. I usually have females, but I just wanted to get a male to train and have that going for me. So that's been good. I've only had him for a short time now, and already he's toilet trained, he's lead trained. And the good thing is the people I bought him off, the Morrisseys in Orange, spend a lot of time with their puppies. They have this big track that the puppies walk around.
So oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I saw that in the videos, yep.
They have a lot of grandkids and they welcome them, you know, all of them, to the puppies to come and play with the puppies.
Mm.
So these pups were well socialized, really well socialized. And I love that. And this little guy, I've had him outside. I've, you know, took him up on the main road, just next to the main road, watching the traffic. Yeah, he was fine with all those sounds. So very important to get the right nature and the right social aspects of a pup.
All right, so 9 weeks have passed, puppies are born,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to drive out to inspect them. But you didn't do that straight away, of course.
No, I wanted to, but it was all around Christmas time,
yeah.
and the clinic was very busy, plus family commitments. Unfortunately, I didn't get out there straight away. In fact, I didn't get out there until they were ready for their vaccinations and microchipping, which occurs at 6 weeks.
So you first see all the puppies at 6 weeks.
Yep.
What are you looking for to say, you know, that's pretty hard when you've got all these gorgeous brand new puppies and you're thinking, well, I've got to pick one of them.
It was a bit two-way street with this pup.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it said before, he picked me. And it was really was. Like, I went in there, all the pups were there. It was a hot day, very hot day. And they were pretty sensible. They were in the shade. And so I walked over into the shade and some played with me for a while. He stayed and kept playing. And I wasn't looking for confirmation. I wasn't looking to put it in the show ring and win dog shows. Yeah, he might make it in the show ring. I don't really care one way or another. What I cared about was temperament. And this dog was right up there. He was, you know, not in your face, but, yep, want to be with you. No, oh, here's my toy. Want to play with me for a while? Yep, we played under the tree. And straight away I said, Steve, look, this is the one. He said, funny you should say that. Everyone wants this puppy.
But was there, like, eye contact?
All of that happened with this pup. He just looked me straight in the eye. And, there was certainly, he wasn't scared at all. He wasn't in any way shy. But none of the pups were. All the pups had good temperaments.
Mm.
But this pup was just, there was just something about him where he wanted to play. He wanted to stay. I moved away. He moved with me. And I went over to talk to Steve. He came over as well. I thought, yep, you are definitely the one. It was temperament that I was looking for, and I found it in this puppy.
So he sort of straight away wanted to be by your side.
Yeah, and he's been like that. Steve said he's really, likes people and wants to engage with people and interact with people all the time. They all did. He just went that little bit extra mile, and especially with me. And so that was the end of it. I just thought, yep.
You're it. So then you decided, okay, he's the one. But you couldn't take him straight away, could you?
No, it's you're not allowed to take puppies in New South Wales until they're 8 weeks of age. We vaccinate them 2 weeks before.
Why is that, though?
To make sure that they've been vaccinated, they've been, the vaccine's taken. It's had 2 weeks, and the puppies are old enough to, part from their mother. The mother by then doesn't want them near her because they've got sharp teeth.
Right.
Now, this little guy has needle-sharp teeth now, and he had them then, and so mum doesn't want those chomping on her breasts because they hurt like crazy. So she's ready to, she's parted with them. That's it. That's finished. And they were fine. By 8 weeks, they're very self-sufficient, and so they can go to their homes.
Mm.
And so I drove out there and picked him up at 8 weeks.
That must have been exciting. Putting him in the car and it's like, you're mine now.
The hardest thing was making sure I didn't speed. 3 hours is a long drive. But no, cruise control, I didn't speed out there, folks. It was good. And yes, and again, I went out there, and who greets me at the gate?
First dog,
puppy,
really?
The pup does, straight away. He's the one.
He's the one.
And
sure.
it was just a walk in the park to say, yep, that's the one I want.
All right, so now, on that trip back, that must have been fun drive because it's a 4.5 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what, he's sitting in the back of the car in a little crate, I'm guessing.
Correct. I mean, the temptation is to put him in, on your lap. I had
whilst driving.
Well, I had my son-in-law Brandon with me. He was going to, he accompanied me out.
Mm.
And he said, look, I'll drive if you want to see him on your lap. Mm. No, as tempting as that was, it's safer for him and for everybody else in the car to have a crate, which we had. Also, what I'd done, when we're now at 6 weeks, I left blankets and towels for him to, with my smell on
them.
And they stayed there. So he had, they also had his brothers and sisters laying on those towels. So he had that smell on those towels and on that blanket. We put that inside his crate. So he was travelling with all those smells and
familiar.
Felt relaxed and comfortable because, remember, dogs live in a world of smell.
Mm.
And so he made the trek out. And he was so good in the car. I was expecting to hear whinging
it's
all.
It's a long time. Yeah.
Not one time did that puppy whinge at all in the car.
And it was his first car trip as well.
And he was fantastic. We kept getting him out, and every hour or so we'd go for a little walk, find a little park, go to the toilet, make sure he had a drink of water, put him back in, and off we go again. He was just unbelievable. I thought to myself, yep, this is Absolutely. I've been kissed on... Listen, I'm going to tell you something terrible here. I was kissed on the ass by a rainbow when I got him. He's lovely.
Interesting turn of phrase. Right? Anyway, so then the big part, of course, of this story is you bring him back here to our studios and your clinic.
Yep.
And, of course, this place is full of dogs.
Yes.
So how did you navigate that?
Well, you've got to know which dogs he could socialise with yeah. directly and which dogs will take a bit more time. So we have a back room where I'm sleeping, and a crate went in there straight away, the same crate that I took with me away, and that's where he sleeps at night.
In the crate?
In the crate, and I'm in the bed right next to him. I can put my hand in the crate, my finger through the crate, and he gives me a little lick.
Right.
He's never really cried at night, so he's been fantastic. Even the first night, you know, I expected to be up all night, every few hours. Yeah. Not once. He slept through the whole night.
Wow.
Like we had a little run around the backyard. I fed him and everything, kept playing with him. Stayed up a little bit later than usual, not much, about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Wasn't really late, just so that I would know that he's had as much time as I could playing. Put him in the crate and didn't hear from him till the morning, till I got out in the morning, up, let him out, and we took him outside straight away because I know, well, like all of us, he wants to go to the bathroom, so off on the grass, he did his toilet straight away, and I, of course, while he's going to the toilet, I'm using my words, which is be quick, and he hears blah, 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 but every time he goes to the toilet, he hears those words, and after a while, what happens is, it's a Pavlovian conditioning. Oh. And he hears, be quick, and he goes, oh, I need to go to the toilet.
Better go to the toilet.
And he knows it's time to go to the toilet.
There you go. So be quick.
They do say try and use a cue word of some kind. I don't know why. And so I always just say, be quick, and off he goes to the toilet.
Okay. And has he been getting on well with the other dogs here?
Opie, my old English sheepdog, and him are just best friends.
Already. Oh, nice.
Albert, not so much. Albert says, I am not a
Albert
little...
Albert the pug.
Well, Albert would play with him, but he's so rough. Mm. The little puppy gets too rough. And so Albert jumps up right up on the lounge and while the pup's on the ground and says, this is safe. Yeah, I'm bar here.
right.
He's fine.
Okay, so his journey's going really well right now.
All good. I can't wait for the rest of it.
All right, there's one, you know, very important part of the journey of this dog, of course, and that is it's still just dog.
Puppy.
He doesn't...
Sit down.
He doesn't...
He gets excited when he hears that.
He doesn't even have a name, and I think he's pretty keen to have a name as well. So for those of you who follow us on Instagram, just, put your suggestions in there in the comments, and Dr. Rob will go through them all, and who knows? You might be the one... Who gets to name Puppy? We'll see. Mm. But I think we need to have a name by the next episode. So just for those of you who might remember last year, we now have episodes out every second week. And episodes now come out on a Monday. So you've got 2 weeks to put your comments in there. And the next episode, we will we'll let you know what Puppy is going to be called.
Mm.
It's pretty exciting. In the meantime, do follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode, and more coming in 2 weeks' time, and Rob, as always, wants the final word.
Oh, well, basically, if you want a dog that just is a companion and just want to go for a walk, that's fine. But if you want the full experience of owning a canine and really embracing all the fun that you can have with them, it's going to be your commitment in time and positive energy, knowing how to use that. So think seriously, even if your dog's a couple of years old, it's not too late to join us on our journey with Puppy, so you can be part of that, and you do the same thing with your dog. Look forward to sharing all that with you in the future.
Yeah, Rob's going to be you can follow us on our various socials, and you'll see the journey of Puppy from where he is now to training and everything. It's going to be great. Anyway, we'll see you all in 2 weeks' time, huh?
See you, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.